Before I get into my homily, I just have a couple things. First, this is the last weekend I will be here for the semester. Finals are upon me. A lot of work needs to be done. So I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, because I will not see you after today. Also, yesterday I came for the 4:30 Mass, and Father Dennis and Father Tim were nowhere to be found. Father Kurt was the presider, so I thought to myself, well, I'll go to the rectory after Mass. So I went to the rectory, and there was Father Tim, dressed in camel's hair, clothing, and eating locusts and honey. And I thought to myself, well, that's one way to live the gospel. He told me it was part of a new workout diet that he's on. Interior repentance is a radical reorientation of our whole life, a return, a conversion to God with all our heart, an end of sin, a turning away from evil, with repugnance toward the evil actions we have committed. I'm going to read that again because there is a lot here in this one sentence. Interior repentance is a radical reorientation of our whole life, a return, a conversion to God with all our heart, an end of sin, a turning away from evil, with repugnance toward the evil actions we have committed. This is taken from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1431. Keep that in mind as I continue through my homily, that definition. Because today in our gospel reading from Matthew, we hear John the Baptist begin his public ministry, preaching these words to his audience in the desert of Judea. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There are two things I would like to focus on today. First is the theme of John the Baptist in our gospel today, the theme of repentance. Secondly, I would like to explore this idea of the desert, since that is where John the Baptist engaged his audience. So first, repentance. The Greek word that is used for the word repent is metanoite, which comes from the root word metanoia, which literally means to change your mind, a new way of thinking or seeing. In the Jewish tradition, the Hebrew word for repent means to turn around or return. John the Baptist is calling for a complete change in thinking and conduct, a decisive, fundamental change of direction in one's life. So in this, as one commentary stated, John the Baptist stands in the tradition of the Old Testament prophets who called on Israel to turn away from sin and return to the Lord. One question we could ask ourselves is, how am I preparing this Advent to meet our Lord? How am I preparing? It seems clear that John the Baptist is calling us to go ever more deeper, deeper spiritually, deeper morally. Let us not pursue this Advent season as just being another thing that we do as Catholics. It's so much more than that. What a beautiful opportunity we have as Catholics. In her wisdom, the Church understands humanity all too well. We need to repeatedly go through each season because that is how we develop. That is how we grow. We do not get it all with one swing. We need opportunity after opportunity and growing into the men and women that God created us to be. And what an opportunity we have here with this season of Advent. This time to prepare, to reorient our lives, to strip away from the distractions, to help us ultimately to grow closer to God. Is that not what we all desperately desire? Deep within each of our own hearts and our souls, to be closer to God? What an opportunity we have. Let us not take this Advent season for granted. Now on to the desert. Why the desert? It is interesting. Some of the greatest saints that have lived decided to go and live in the desert. One that comes to mind for me personally is Saint Anthony of the Desert, a close companion of mine. And there is an incredible story called Life of Anthony, which was written by Saint Athanasius. It's a powerful story. And he's an incredible witness. So if you ever get the time or the opportunity to read this, I would highly recommend it. And Saint Anthony of the Desert was one of the many individuals that chose to live in the desert. Jesus also wandered in the desert. Why the desert, you may ask? Well, it's free of distractions. Free from distractions, which allows us to strip ourselves. Stripping ourselves from fleshly desires and giving room for the spiritual side of ourselves to blossom. This helps us to get in touch with our spiritual senses, which we all often ignore, myself included. John the Baptist is inviting us this Advent to also enter into the desert, which is in some ways similar to Lent, although Lent has a different level of it, yet it's still similar in a lot of ways. And I'll be honest, the desert, at first, it's a rough place to be. It's different. It challenges us. There is no noise. You are stuck only with your thoughts. It becomes uncomfortable really fast. You begin to doubt that it's worthwhile, that anything good will come out of it. Yet, if you stick it out, you will be completely amazed. You will discover a whole new world that you never thought could have existed. And when you least expect it, you will meet God there. What an opportunity that we have. Advent. This season to prepare our hearts and our minds, to reorient our lives, and to strip ourselves of distractions, to go to the desert and be with our loving God. Let us pray for each other that this will not just be another season of Advent, but one instead where we open up our hearts, our souls, and our minds, so that we all may be closer united with God.